Okay, so you're probably listening because you're thinking about, you know, taking charge of your career, maybe even owning your own business.
Yeah, that dream of being your own boss.
Right. But then you look around, and the amount of information, the worry about making a wrong move, it feels like trying to solve a super complex puzzle, maybe blindfolded.
Oh, definitely. That sense of overwhelm. It's incredibly common. The idea is exciting, sure, but the actual path...
Yeah.
It can seem really daunting, full of potential traps.
And that's usually when franchises start popping up as an idea, right? Like a pre-made blueprint.
Exactly, a potential solution.
But then, bam, you're hit with what feels like a million different choices. How do you even begin to sort through them to figure out if any of them are actually right for you?
Mm-hmm.
And how do you avoid, you know, getting swayed by fancy marketing or ending up with something that just doesn't fit your life or your goals?
Yeah, that's the real challenge, trying to navigate that huge franchise world all by yourself. It's tough. It's so easy to get lost down online rabbit holes. And honestly, a lot of what's out there is really just designed to get your contact info, you know, not necessarily to give you the unbiased facts you need for such a big decision.
Which is exactly why we wanted to dig into ARC franchising today. There are companies set up specifically to try and simplify all of this, to be that guide, maybe, helping people like you navigate the whole thing and, well, de-risk the journey to owning a business.
That's the idea.
So our mission here is to really understand how working with ARC might give you some real advantages over trying to figure it all out solo. Okay, so let's unpack what ARC franchising is all about.
Sounds good. So ARC franchising kicked off back in 2018. Their core focus right from the start was helping driven individuals, and yeah, that's likely you listening, achieves business ownership.
Okay.
They do this by matching people really carefully with the right franchise and then guiding them through the whole process. Their tagline sums it up pretty well. Matching driven individuals with brands that can change their life.
Change their life.
That's quite a statement.
Yeah.
It suggests it's more than just finding a business.
Exactly. It's about finding the right one for that specific person. And their vision statement backs this up. They aim to be the most trusted partner when it comes to making franchise decisions.
Trusted partner.
Okay. Yeah. Building confidence through strategic guidance, objective insights, and what they call unparalleled franchise matches. So it's not just throwing names out there. It's meant to be a really thoughtful strategic process.
It definitely sounds like they're trying to get away from just like randomly picking a franchise name out of a hat. More strategy, more personalization.
Precisely. And their mission statement, it clarifies this even more. Empowering entrepreneurs to reach their dreams through that expert matching and, importantly, comprehensive guidance all the way through.
So not just the introduction, but the whole journey.
That's the goal. From the very start, potentially right through to getting launched. And they work based on a set of core values.
Okay, yeah. What are those guiding principles? All right, they've got five key ones. First is precision matching. So recommendations based on really understanding you, not just making assumptions.
Makes sense.
Second, comprehensive support. They're there every step. Third, objective analysis. This one's crucial. Providing data-backed, unbiased insights to, you know, protect the buyer.
That objective part really jumps out, especially with all the marketing noise and franchising. Knowing someone's looking at the data for your benefit must be reassuring.
It really is. Fourth is long-term relationships. They prioritize people over just making a placement. And fifth, innovation, using the latest tools and strategies to find good opportunities.
Okay, got it.
And all this kind of comes together in their unique selling proposition, what they call strategic franchise architecture.
Strategic franchise architecture. What does that mean in practice?
Think of it like building a blueprint before you even look at specific brands. It's strategy first, focusing on getting total clarity about your goals, personal, financial, understanding your capital, what kind of lifestyle you want as an owner, and making sure there's a fundamental fit with the franchise model itself.
Ah, I see.
It's not about just getting excited by a big name or a catchy slogan.
So they really start with you, what you need, what you have, what you want, before they even start talking about specific franchises. That feels, well, a lot smarter than just browsing websites.
Definitely a more grounded approach.
Now, someone listening might still be thinking, okay, ARC sounds interesting, but why can't I just research the stuff myself? What's the real added value here? That's fair. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. It's a very valid question. And look, you can spend hours, days, weeks researching online. But the thing is, the online world for franchises can be, well, a bit misleading.
How so?
Like we touched on, a ton of the content you find is basically lead generation for specific brands. Looks like information, but it's often just marketing. Paid ads, SEO tactics. They often push certain brands to the top. So you might be seeing what they want you to see, not necessarily the full unbiased picture.
So you could be missing good options or getting a skewed view because of who paid the most.
Exactly. And that's where ARC's value really comes in. They act as that filter. They cut through the noise, give you unbiased insights to find franchises that actually line up with your goals, your strengths.
And how does the money part work again? They don't charge the person looking.
Right. Their service is free to the potential franchisee. They get paid by the franchise companies for making that connection. Because of that, ARC doesn't have a reason to push you towards brand A over brand B.
I see.
Their main goal is helping you find the best fit. That impartiality is huge. It protects you from making a really expensive mistake with a franchise that just isn't right for your skills or your finances or the life you want to live.
That lack of bias seems like a massive advantage. Okay, but what about just talking directly to the franchisers? Can't I just do that?
Yeah. You absolutely can. And actually, talking to franchisers directly is a really important part of your own research, your due diligence, later on.
Okay.
But ARC adds value before you even get there. They prep you. They help you know what questions to ask the really crucial ones. They help you spot potential red flags. They teach you how to look beyond the sales pitch.
So you go into those conversations much better prepared.
Exactly. Like having a strategic game plan instead of just reacting to what the franchisor tells you. Plus, ARC helps you look at a wider range of brands.
Right.
A specific franchisor is, naturally, focused on their brand. ARC gives you that broader view, comparing different models, different industries you might not have even thought of.
Mm-hmm.
And they help manage the communication, too, between you, the franchisor, even lenders down the line. It streamlines things. And again, all that support. No direct cost to you. It's like having an experienced guide.
Okay, so they're a guide, an educator, a facilitator. Got it. Now, another big worry people probably have is feeling pressured, right? Being sold something they'll regret. How does ARC handle that fear?
Yeah, that's a huge one. And it's really central to how they operate. ARC is purely there to support you. The environment is meant to be educational, consultative, absolutely no pressure.
No pressure, okay.
They really stress that you make the final call. Always. They're not selling franchises. Their job is to build clarity for you, teach you how to ask smart questions, evaluate risk, see different angles.
So they're empowering your decision, not making it for you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And they're totally prepared to say, you know what? Maybe this specific brand isn't the right fit. Or even maybe franchising itself isn't the best route for you right now.
Wow, really?
Yeah. They act as a buffer too, making sure franchises respect your pace, give you the space you need to think things through without feeling rushed. It's about trust. An informed choice. Very different from dealing directly with a sales team sometimes.
That definitely sounds like a more ethical, supportive way to go about it, putting the potential owner first. Okay, what if someone's listening and thinking, yeah, but I don't even know what kind of business I want yet. Is ARC helpful then? Oh, absolutely. Actually, that's kind of their sweet spot. Personalized matching, especially for people who are unsure at the start.
So you don't need to have it all figured out.
Not at all. Internally, they use things called buyer avatars, basically profiles, to understand different motivations, like someone leaving corporate life or someone looking for semi-retirement income, but you don't need to fit a category.
It's more about them understanding general patterns.
Exactly. And if you're unsure, they help you explore what's really important, like how much time can you commit? What's your investment comfort zone? What kind of lifestyle are you aiming for? What level of support do you need?
Right. Digging into the fundamentals.
Yeah. By exploring those things, they can start narrowing down the huge universe of franchises to find potential fits you might never have considered. And the best part, no homework needed beforehand. They guide you through that discovery.
That's really good to know. It takes away that pressure of feeling like you need all the answers before you even start. And they also use something called a franchise fit resistance map. Basically, it means they know the common worries people have, fear of being sold, fear of choosing wrong, concerns about making money.
Mm-hmm.
And they address those things proactively throughout the process. It shows they get the anxieties and have ways to help you work through them.
It really sounds like they've thought through the whole experience, the potential bumps in the road, and designed their approach to smooth those out and provide clarity. Okay, so if someone does decide to work with ARC, what does that journey look like? Can you give us a quick overview?
Sure. They call it their franchise fit formula. It starts with discovery and intake, really getting to know you, your background, goals, finances.
Okay.
Then comes education and misconception, clearing, sorting out any myths about franchising, building a solid understanding. Next is strategic matching. Based on what they learned, they find maybe 7 to 10 brands that look like a strong potential fit.
7 to 10, okay.
Then, franchisor and funding engagement, helping you start those conversations and connecting you with funding sources if needed. After that is a deeper discovery and evaluation phase, where you really dig into specific brands.
Right.
And all along, they provide decision support as you weigh your options. Finally, there's even optional post-decision growth support after you've made a choice. It shows how comprehensive it is, way beyond just an intro.
Yeah, that sounds very structured, very supportive, a big contrast to feeling lost on your own. Now, just to be crystal clear, what is ARC's role? Are they selling the franchises?
No, that's a key point. They are not selling franchises. Think of them as your independent advisor, your advocate.
Advisor and advocate, okay.
They spend the time to really get you your goals, needs. Then, using their network and knowledge, they find brands that seem to match. They present those best options, help you talk to the brands, and crucially, help you assess if it's truly the right fit for the long term. They also help coordinate with lenders. They're basically in your corner, helping you make the best choice for you. They don't work for any single franchise brand.
So, a dedicated partner focused on your best interests. Okay, let's hit that question that's always there. If it's free for me, how does ARC get paid?
Right, totally fair question. ARC gets compensated by the franchise companies. It's like a finder's fee or a referral fee for connecting them with qualified, interested people like you.
Okay.
But it's really important to understand. This costs you nothing extra. You don't pay more for the franchise, and you don't save money by trying to go around them.
So the price is the same either way.
Exactly. And because ARC's reputation depends on making good matches, ones that actually work out for both the franchisee and the franchisor, they're highly motivated to find genuinely good fits. Their credibility is on the line every time. It works best for everyone when it's the right match.
Got it. A win-win when the match is right. Okay, another practical thing, funding. Can't someone just go to their local bank for a franchise loan?
Well, you can try, but honestly, getting franchise funding from a typical local bank can be pretty tough.
Why is that?
Mostly because local banks are usually retail lenders. They might not have deep expertise in commercial lending, especially not the specific regulated world of franchising.
Ah, okay.
They might not know how to properly read or evaluate a franchise disclosure document. Or your specific franchise might just not fit their usual loan profile, even if it's a solid business. Their lack of specialized knowledge is a big hurdle.
So they just don't have the background in this specific area.
Pretty much. Franchise funding often involves specialized loan programs designed for lenders who do understand franchising. ARC has connections with these franchise-specific lenders.
Realtors who get it.
Exactly. They know the business model, they know FDDs, and chances are they've probably funded other franchisees in the same brand you're looking at. That experience makes the whole process way smoother and increases your chances of getting approved. Trying to do it with a local bank can be long, frustrating, and might not even work out.
That makes total sense. Go with the specialists who understand the game. Okay, what about brand names? Should people just focus on the big, famous franchises everyone knows?
You know, those big established brands definitely have appeal, familiarity, proven systems. But they aren't always the best or only choice for everyone.
Right.
Sometimes smaller, newer brands, maybe under 20 units or so, can offer a more entrepreneurial feel, more direct access to the founders, maybe more flexibility.
Interesting. So the size and age of the brand matter.
They can, yeah. Every brand is on a life cycle. Younger brands often have to be more nimble, more responsive. The owners might be more hands-on with new franchisees. As brands get huge, they can sometimes become more corporate, more rigid.
So it depends on what kind of experience you're looking for as an owner.
Absolutely. If you're more entrepreneurial, maybe comfortable with a bit less structure but potentially more growth, a younger brand might fit. If you value proven systems, predictability, maybe a larger brand feels safer.
Like employee-minded versus entrepreneur-minded, maybe.
Kind of, yeah. But it's a spectrum, right? Some small brands are super structured, some big ones stay nimble. ARC's job is to help you figure out where your personality and goals fit best on that spectrum, beyond just the name recognition.
So it's about the fit, the culture, the stage, the approach, not just the logo.
Okay, we've covered a lot today, really showing the different ways ARC franchising aims to add value, guidance, support, that unbiased view. For someone listening who feels like, okay, maybe exploring franchising is my next step, What's the logical thing to do now?
It's actually really simple. The next step is just book an appointment, have a conversation with ARC Franchising. That's really it.
No prep needed, no research required beforehand.
Nope, not at all. You don't need a list of brands you like. You don't need to have done hours of homework. Just bring your genuine interest in exploring business ownership through franchising.
Just come as you are, basically, with your questions and ideas. Exactly. The main things to have a handle on beforehand are just, you know, your general financial picture, usually. That means a credit score around 700 or higher, and having somewhere between, say, $25,000 and $50,000 in liquid cash you could potentially invest.
Okay, so minimum credit score and some liquid assets.
Right. And importantly, just being genuinely committed to exploring if there's a good opportunity out there for you. If you meet those basic criteria and you're serious about looking into it, you're ready for that first chat.
Okay. So, if someone listening fits that description, what should they do right now?
The easiest thing is to head over to their website, arcfranchising.com.
arcfranchising.com. Got it.
Yep. You can find more details there about how they work, and you can schedule that initial appointment to just start the conversation. Explore the possibilities.
Okay. So wrapping this up, it seems pretty clear that trying to figure out the franchise world doesn't have to be this lonely, super risky thing you do all by yourself.
Definitely not. ARC Franchising really positions itself as a partner, offering that expert guidance, the unbiased look at things, a strategic way to approach it all, focused on finding the best possible fit for you.
And doing that saves time, saves money, and potentially saves a lot of heartache by helping you avoid those common mistakes people make going it alone.
Exactly right. I mean, think about it. Instead of spending ages lost in confusing, maybe biased online research, imagine having someone dedicated just to aligning your specific goals with the right opportunity. What could you achieve with that kind of focused support and clarity?
That's a really powerful question to end on. So if you're ready to explore that possibility, maybe take that first step towards owning your own business via franchising. Check out arcfranchising.com, learn more, connect with their team. Thanks for taking this deep dive with us.